Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Community Choice HVAC with Chelsea and Andrew. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's behind your company name and what area do you guys service?
Well, we service the Michiana area, Kosciuszko County, surrounding counties as well. And what got us into this business is that we saw a need for more sustainability in the market for heating and cooling equipment. There's a lot of companies being bought out by large corporations, and they're all, when you get to that size of a company, you kind of have to push new equipment, and there's a lot of equipment that could probably go a little longer if the customer really wanted to. So we specialize in trying to help people make their equipment last as long as they would like to last. So that's getting it sustainable for them, because the equipment's not cheap. This equipment's very expensive.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we pride ourselves on, just letting the customer make the decision for themselves. We want to be there and provide service, obviously, and be the person that they think of and rely on, but we ultimately are there to inform them and help them just make the best decision for them. They know what's best.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great, because anybody can just say, oh, you need a whole new unit, and so but yeah,
that's right.
But something that can be fixed, can be salvaged, and like you said, sustainability, that's awesome. So what all services do you provide then?
Well, we provide new construction installations. We help with remodels, so we can reroute ductwork if needed, or provide a mini split for an area that's being built out. Repairs on equipment, obviously, that's how we keep them running. Maintenance packages is another great way to keep them running a long time, and we provide those to customers for the heating and cooling equipment. We also do install new equipment for customers that need it, because the equipment does have a lifespan, but we try and get the most out of everything we touch. So,
right. Oh, well, you know what? The temperatures are dropping, and we kind of have a late summer here, but pretty soon everybody's going to be firing up their furnaces. And
yep.
And so if things don't go well, they can give you guys a call, I suppose.
Yes, they can.
Yes,
they
can. That's right. And when you go to fire it up, there's always things you want to check for and watch out for. You want to change your filter. You want to check the area around, make sure it's all clear and free of debris, and open up your vents, especially if they're in the basement. I think that's something that we would advise everybody to do. Aside from that, give us a call and let us come out and service it. I think maintenance is something that a lot of people don't think of, but it actually can not only extend the lifespan of the system, it helps reduce cost of utilities by sometimes, 15-30%.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's something I never thought about. Like they always say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So
that's right. That's right.
But how many of us actually do maintenance on our HVAC system still?
Yeah, because it's out of sight, out of mind for so many people,
Right. It works until it doesn't.
Yep. And then it's very much in mind.
That's right. And it seems like for me, I think I've had a furnace go out on Thanksgiving, or it's always the middle of the night. It's never Monday morning. Yep. 10 o'clock.
Nope.
That's right.
Nope. Always a, weekend or holiday.
Yes, always. Now, you guys do both residential and commercial, or do you just specialize in one of those, or?
No, we offer all of our services for both residential customers and commercial customers.
Oh, perfect. Now, do you offer any type of financing, or is this just cash only?
If customers do need financing, we do offer financing. Our financing right now is through Synchrony, and we have promotions going on a regular basis.
So there are flexible options that we hope can fit most any need.
Wow. Well, that sounds awesome. So all those people out there that are listening that want to get us maybe get some maintenance done, or are looking at maybe a new HVAC system, what's the easiest way to contact you guys?
So the easiest way to get in touch is by phone, and that would be at 574-227-6700. or 574-227-6700.
Great. Do you have like a website or Facebook site or anything yet? Or
we are all over social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, even Nextdoor and X. So you can find services we offer. You can also just kind of watch some of what we do on a daily basis. Gets posted there as well.
Well, that's fantastic. So
yeah,
so much for coming into our community. Thanks for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And please give Chelsea and Andrew a call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma. Sarcoma. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I am with local entrepreneur and, should I say, local celebrity, Keith Sampson. Welcome, Keith.
Hey, thank you so much. And please, I will not jump into that local celebrity category.
Well, you're just doing great things, not only in Warsaw, but, guys, around the country, around the world. You've got it going on, Keith. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, man, it's a real blessing to get to do what I get to do, but it's also a bigger blessing to get to give back to the community that I love so much, which is why we're on this call.
That's awesome. Okay, it's time again for the Warsaw Growth Summit. So, tell us what the Growth Summit is all about, Keith.
So I want people to think about Lollapalooza, but for speakers.
Awesome.
Right. So just like you take a big music festival and you bring in amazing bands all for one day and you get one ticket and you get to see all of these people. The Warsaw Growth Summit's kind of like that, but with speakers and thought leadership. So it is actually less than a full day. It is a just over a half day event designed around helping all individuals, both personally and professionally grow and become the best version of themselves.
And it's right here. It's right here in Warsaw, right?
It is. We get to have it at the Warsaw Performing Arts Center. This year it's on November 6th, 2025. So it's a teacher in service day. So that opens up the ability to use that amazing facility.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, just a general question. You don't have to do this. So why are you putting on this event?
Okay. So, you know, the idea originated back in like December of 23, that as I move into my professional speaking career, especially back then, it's one of those things like, how do you get booked for gigs if you don't have a speaking reel? How do you have a speaking reel if you don't have gigs?
Right.
So there's an option to literally go and utilize a service where you'd show up in a beautiful auditorium up in Detroit, and there'd be an audience, like a fake audience, right, of like 200, 300 people, paid actors. And just like a TV set, you go up, you do your keynote, it's all recorded, you know, you can do takes over and over again.
Oh my.
And it was a significant amount of money, right?
Yeah.
So that's definitely an option in a way to get footage to create a speaker reel.
Right.
However, in the nature of how God wired me, I'm going, is there a better way? I have this amazing community back home. I've got my team over at Dream On Studios, which are incredible. I've got this like the chamber, like all of this opportunity and amazing facilities even possibly to pick from. Why not do my own event and bring real value to real people as opposed to a fake audience?
Right.
And that's where the idea of the Growth Summit came from. And then so last spring, I was standing there discussing this at a masterclass in San Diego for professional speakers, and Sterling Hawkins overheard me chatting about it. And long story short, he jumped on board, and we started planning this thing for last year's event.
That's amazing.
And it was. The impact was immediate. People were immediately afterwards like, you have to do this again, and I want to bring my whole team. I was exhausted. It wiped me out. But it was the most stressful thing I've ever done, but it was also the most rewarding thing.
Right.
And so even now, I mean, it's expensive. You know, I underwrite the whole thing. This is not a nonprofit organization. It does not happen without sponsors because I cannot afford this whole thing. But it you know, it's not a moneymaker by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a risk and a gift that I'm willing to take on because I believe so strongly in the power of thought leadership, helping people grow into the better versions of themselves. And when people show up with an open heart and an open mind to accept that and then apply it to their lives, our community will get stronger, not just businesses getting stronger.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that here. Now, so who are some of the other speakers besides your wonderful self?
Well, yeah, so this year I'm not speaking. I'm just hosting it, which is going to be a lot of fun, right? I'm going to do the opening comments, MC it a little bit, introduce the speakers. So I'll rip through the lineup pretty quick. Rachel Sheeran, she is a world-renowned keynote speaker around burnout in the workplace and joy in work. And I tell people she's like caffeine for your soul. She is an amazing individual and somebody that I absolutely love spending time with. And then we'll have Jesse Cody. He is founder of Hike the Good Hike. He's literally going to be coming off of a hike called From the Highest to the Lowest, where he's hiking from Death Valley to the peak of Mount Whitney for a documentary right before coming to the summit.
Oh, my goodness.
He has hiked over, he's hiked over 25,000 miles to bring awareness to mental health issues. Just an incredible, inspiring story. And then Angela Gargano, a former six-time American Ninja Warrior. She blew out her knee on national television. Her story of resiliency and the hallway between spaces in life is just incredible, too. Then we'll have a local leadership panel made up of Cameron Silvius, Brandon Knoll, Rebecca Bazzoni, and that'll be led by Rob Parker, the Chamber's one and only.
That's right.
And then we have our afternoon, we'll have a break, the lineup, or the panel, rather. And then we've got Joe Delagrave. He is a Paralympic gold medalist and coach of the U.S. Paralympic rugby team. We've got Charlie Kimball, who is a 10-year IndyCar driver, right? So he has driven in the Indy 500 for multiple years. And here's the thing. He was the first registered driver with type 1 diabetes to race both in the Indianapolis 500 and IndyCar and to win an IndyCar race.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy's story is incredible. And to have an IndyCar driver here in Indiana with us is just going to be awesome. And then closing it out is Smiley. Smiley is one of the most dynamic speakers I've ever personally seen. He is fun. He speaks about, and again, he's another world-renowned one. He travels all over the world to speak about human connection and workplace belonging. His story is amazing. Like what he gifts the audience is absolutely memorable and experiential. So those are the people that are coming to Warsaw in like less than 3 weeks.
So wait a minute. These people are actually coming to Warsaw. We don't go to the Performing Arts Center and see them on a big screen. These people are actually live
yes.
in Warsaw?
Yep. This is live in person. This is not a simulcasted or a virtual event.
Right. Wow, how much coordination did that take? Holy cow. Yeah.
A lot. So when I sit there and I say, like, people ask me, like, why do you do the Warsaw Growth Summit? Because they see not just the expense, but the time and energy that it takes to put on an event like this.
Oh, yeah.
Again, for me, it's a gift to the community, and it's me giving myself the opportunity to play the long game, both in my own life and what I get to do to serve others. Right. I mean, it's worth the work. The life change that can happen in people's lives is worth the work.
Well, bless you, Keith, for doing all that work, which people have no idea how much work is involved. But you're doing that for our local community. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What are you?
And I will say I have help. Like I'm not doing this alone. Right. You got the Chamber helping me. Kedco's on board. Dream On Studios, amazing team of people. I just met with them. We went through a run of show yesterday. I mean, there's so many people. I've got volunteers. I have a lot of people to help put this on. So this is not just a me effort.
Right. But it's your passion and your energy. It's contagious. So so what do you think people will walk away with after attending?
I mean, at the end of the day, because of the lineup that I put together, like I said, this event is designed, I don't care if you're for everybody. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home parent or a C-suite executive at one of our amazing large corporate orthopedic companies. Everybody there has a seat. And every single person, regardless of where you're at in life or profession.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.